Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all today with peace and with love. We're here broadcasting live at Bethel Church of the Apostolic Faith for their Women's Day 2012 Worshiping Women Win program service. And here today with us, we have Prophetess Joyce Haddon of Eastern Michigan, and we just thank God for her on today. So right now, we're going to take you into the sanctuary and let you hear a wonderful service on this morning. God bless you all.
I'm gonna be in love.
this great woman of God that's been ordained by God to do a work for his people. In the presence of Prophetess John Hagin, let's receive her with a heart, amen. Amen. Come on, say amen. Come on, try to preach the word. Try to preach the word. Thank the Holy Ghost. You are free, baby. Put your hands together and pray for just a little bit more. Come on, bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, come on. You worthy, worthy. Lift up, lift up, lift up. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you in the spirit of ocean. Yeah. Come on, come on. You have to make some noise. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's pray with us like this. In the presence. In your presence. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and bless them one more time. Bless you. Thank you, God. Amen. We're grateful, we're excited about everything that God does, even when we don't understand it. And we want to honor this man of God. Amen. Pastor Lucas, God bless you. Amen. Just give God a praise for him. And the strength that God has given him is the power. Come on, act like. You can make him be strengthened. You can help him survive. You can help him survive this. It's up to you. Come on, come on, help him survive it. While you survive, help somebody else survive. Then we will survive. Right. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to just do something for me real quickly. Those who are in the career, you need to move forward. We're better together than we are apart. We're greater together than we are apart. So you should see how you're looking. Amen. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, but I need you to learn in instruction because that can be very devastating in your life. You need to move. You need to learn to move. You need to, God is getting ready to, there's a shifting taking place in this church. Shalom, Shalom. There's a move of God in process. Oh, God, I just heard what you said. Oh. Come on, come on. Some of you didn't even budge. That means if you don't budge, that means that you're an authority in the back. You have a position and you hold it. The only reason you just stayed is that you're in position in the back. And you've been instructed to stand. Everybody else should have moved forward. Amen. Come on, come on, let's get close. In fact, you need to be so close that you are armed with angels. Because one of us is going to fight for the fight. And if we get together, we can move mountains. Trust me, trust me. Trust the anointing of my life. Get close, get close, get close. Hallelujah! I hear God making close. I hear God making close. That ain't close enough. I'm talking about getting close to one another. Move close enough that you can touch somebody just with arm distance. At least you're close enough where you can touch the person that's sitting next to you. Get close enough. And why aren't we failing leadership? I need these two men flanking him every time he comes. But you got to be a warrior. Well, I see no more signs. Who are you in this church? If you have anybody in this church, what's the matter now? If you have any value in this church, he needs to be flanked every single
We have a few of those with us. We brought them.
How many feel like you dare not be a chicken to an eagle? You raise your hand real fast. This is yours. I'm going to show you how to be an eagle, how to become, how to move from a place of weakness to strength, to win in that area. I want to bless somebody with a movie, and if Bishop and I are in this movie with Dietrich Haddon, it's called Bless and Curse. Anybody need it? A young man, like, he ain't something that you get this one. Brought a few movies with us, and we'll have them. And I need you to know this. Okay. Lastly, I want to give away this. It's called Reach Above Your Cut Place. I saw you. Reach above your cut place. Every wounded place, God will pour the oil of the wine. This is a simple little manual that I come up with. There are only statements at the top of every page. But every single day, God will give you a word. I'm telling you, for at least 150 days. Take it with you and be blessed. Amen. We have a few of us that we brought with us. And if you'd like to have it, you can. But I want you to make some noise in this room because just a minute, I want you to get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that we are live around the world right now. We are in Ghana. I need you to make some noise. We're in Ghana. We're in Nigeria. We're in Tanzania. We're in the UK. We're in Kenya. Hallelujah. We're in Italy. We're in Tobago. We're in Trinidad. We're in Ireland. We're in Australia. So they need to hear you make the noise. They need to talk to them. Under the breath of God.
intimate. That means secretly.
You may be seated for a moment. I'm not going to hold you long. We are around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Get your Bibles wherever you are. The Bible simply reads, I'm excited about the scripture that you've chosen. If you'll allow me to, maybe this afternoon, we will have what God is speaking concerning your subject. We're going to talk about it a little bit this morning. I want to encourage you because God said this. Amen. Encourage them and let them know, amen, that God is doing something unusual in the church. And there are some secret things that will manifest real soon. And you will understand God. Thank God for the president for this year, our Evangelist Bradley, we love you so very much. Amen. I love the people of God here. That's just my family and friends forever. Evangelist, God bless you. Thank you for that awesome song. I want to just speak and pray that the Lord will thank you, Kathleen Evangelist Garrison, for being with me. She's just received her bachelor's, and she's moving on, and she's going 3 steps up. And we're going to thank God for her. She's my advocate because she was a girl. And we're grateful for that. I pray that the Lord will establish the leadership of your church like never before into his purpose. But you will understand purpose like you've never understood it before. I'm going to pray against any spirit that is dividing or would divide the division of God's plan for this church. I cancel. I pray for unity among, amen, anything the enemy would do to divide families. And that will keep the brethren from getting closer and closer. Yes, what I'm going to ask God to do, I'm going to ask God to release the spirit of unity and oneness in this local body where the enemy would love to attack us even further. I'm going to take authority over every work of the enemy that seems to be coming against the church. I cancel his assignment. And I need you to touch somebody real quick and say, this is where the book stops. Devil is a liar. Here's my prayer for this ministry. I'm going to speak. And I believe that the Lord has spoken this thought to be profound when it comes to you. I pray for a fresh anointing on this ministry and this church. I'm going to ask the Lord to clothe your pastor with a double portion of his anointing. How many of you agree with me? I pray now for the desire for corporate prayer and fasting that needs to be handled now. That you will not miss the day that God will call you to fasting and prayer. That will be your desire and your push. Your place in God like never before. I'm going to pray that there will be a release of the power of God. Like fire that cannot be quenched. I pray for the perfect love that casts on all fear. Because I recognize that the spirit, I recognize it in this house. Amen. That the devil is a liar. And I heard somebody had the nerve to say, you know, I can hear the spirit ring. Amen. Who's next? The devil is a liar. Oh, Shabbat, we will live and not die. Put your hands on your own shoulders and say, I live and not die. Don't you dare allow him to stay. God has a purpose for you. He has a plan. I was in Louisville, Kentucky. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, my husband and I, of course, that's why we were not here. We had to go to Louisville just a few days ago, and that's where we were, where we should have been, and desired, and our hearts were here with you. We had to go because my husband is vice of the AWCF, and the only thing we could do is, it had already been positioned, your position calls for and things that they have assigned for you to do. So we could not be here. But our prayers were with you, and we came
We just came by. But I want you to know, while I was there, I met a gentleman, I'm telling you, that died at least 5 times. You can't die till it's your time. I need you to remember that. Tell somebody and say, we are here until God is through with us. And what we need to be on the top side when God has nothing to do with us. We have to do what God wants us to do and be where he says, be. You might not like that statement, but it's real. 5 times or more. So that only when God has assigned us and has purpose that we can stay. I want you real quickly to your Bibles. I think that I'm just going to simply go this way, and this afternoon we'll go and try to move into your scripture, share with you what is vital for this next move for the church. Amen. Psalm 91, it is vital to us, and it's so familiar that you might feel as though, where in the world are you going? In the limited time, I want you to, if the message would have, and I would have time to deal with what I really want to deal with, I would be dealing with Genesis 41, 51, and 52. I would deal with Genesis 32 and 24. If I had the opportunity to really go into what I want to deal with this morning, and what's not in the battle that I'm in, I would be dealing with 2 Chronicles 4, 8 through 9. I'm going to just talk to you just for a few minutes from this particular verse, scripture, and it's found in Psalm 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I just simply said, I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge. Isn't he our refuge? He's our refuge. He's my refuge. And my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of power, from the noose of terror. He shall cover me with his feathers. Under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be a shield in thy book. Remember coming in, and the Lord speaking this to me before. And I have to remind the people of God how important it is to be in position of comfort. And I heard you say, I heard you say, people of God, that we win. I heard you say that the women of God win. We win, is that right? I will win in this place. And maybe, I don't know how we're going to go this afternoon, but you've got to be able to say, I will win in this position I'm in now. I will win. How could you be so positive, Joy Patty? How could you say it with such authority? How could you say it with such power? I will win in this place. This place doesn't seem like a good place. This place that we're in right now doesn't seem to be an exciting place. This place, many of us are wondering, how did we get here? How did we get in position of this position to not understand where God is taking us? How did we get here? Just because we lost a few battles don't mean I'm a loser. All right. Need you to tell somebody, say, I'm a winner. This is crazy because last week, my son-in-law preached a message, and he said, I have a message I want to preach. He passes out the church. He said, I know I've told you the opposite of this, and I know that Pastor Bishop Clarence Hatton and Providence have told you down through the years how you are a winner. He says, I know how many times you've heard all about winning and how you win in spite of. But he says, I'm not so for you today. I need you to trust what I'm going to tell you. He was like, I hope you don't come out with this. What are you going to say? Because you know he's my son-in-law. He ain't been pastor for not quite a year. Been a year? It's not yet. Since August, you know, that the teacher doing something new and something different. And so my son-in-law, his wife, my daughter, they're pastoring the church. And so I'm like, what is he going to say? You know, we've been trying to mentor him. What in the world is he going to say? He said, and he looked, he said, touch the person next to you and tell them, I am a loser. I said, oh, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, I plead. He said, look at the face. He said, I am a loser. I said, I ain't saying it. And the saint said it. They repeated after him and said, I'm a loser. But then he took that word and showed up for the word of God says you're going to have to lose to win. How about sister? You're going to have to humble yourself in his glory. Some of the things that you have to do to get where. I'm going to show you today where if you're going to have such power and faith with such authority and talk with such vigor and vitality, I told you that we've never been in a place where we wonder what God is doing. I would be lying. I was telling you that I've never felt I don't understand where God is taking us. I wouldn't be telling the truth. And if most leaders told you that we've never been a place where we've been so broken, we wonder if God was still with us. He wouldn't be telling the truth. And it might appear to be successful. Tells you I ain't never been through nothing that made me want to give up. Because it tells you that they lied to you. They just kept it to themselves. What we did was just pretended and we grinned and laughed as if we didn't feel what you feel. We acted as if it didn't touch us the way we touched you. We are superhuman, but I want you to know that we're all human. Yeah. Yeah. I got a word from the Lord. He says, if you will worship and stay in his presence, anything is possible in your life. So if you'll just be in his presence, I want you to know God, I'm still, last time I was here, God told me to remind y'all to just stay in the presence of the Lord. If you want anything from God, if you really want to move in God, true change only occurs in the presence when you're worshiping. You got to worship till you get change. You got to move. Somebody said, well, only the worshipers, those are real people that know. So you got to praise your way into a place where you can worship. Where you're no longer gone. Right. So you got to stay in the presence of God. You got to stay there because change has to take place. And has to be enough where you win no matter what attack comes your way. Because in a few minutes, in a few days, you ain't seen nothing yet. What is going to happen when you have a real... See, y'all didn't get no one test. One of you got a test. All of us are under the same type. That means that God is getting ready to drop something corporately on you. Oh, y'all are up in this. The heavens are shaking. The angels have been assigned to drop the blessing from the heavens. There is literally a portal getting ready to drop over your life, and you haven't seen anything. Oh, devil, don't push me. I'm going to change my shoes so we can really fight. Come on, I think this is battle time. Somebody said battle time. Hey, that's what I need. I need to not be attacked in the bottom. I need to not be attacked under the bottom. Look at this. It's important. There will be many days and nights on this journey. Thank you. You will have 2 months. Even Jesus had a moment in the garden. All right. Hallelujah. Lord, the bed hurt back. When was that? Lord, the bed hurt back. People, we can't get this bitter cup past alone. I need you to Lock up with the person that see. That's why I told you to get close. Tell him, say, I need you. If I ever needed you before, I need you now. Imagine acting funny and timid and acting like I didn't want to be close, but right now I need you like I never needed you before. In the past, I might not have been like, I need a call, but now I need a phone call from you. And there, the Holy Ghost just showed me some people sitting at home, and they need a phone call from you. Because the demons at night speak to them. I hear them talking. I hear the word, but they tell them, if I go back, something will happen to me. If I go through, something I'm going through too. My family's under attack, but I say in the name of Jesus, I hear the phone call that you have made that will bring life to that household. The true God. There was a disaster that could pass. Closer you get to the goal, the more intense the battle will be. Thank you, God, for the closer you get, the blood of Jesus. Stretch out, stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. There has to be activity where God is. There has to be a demonic attack when the glory comes. Enemy has to manifest himself. I'm telling you, if it's a real deal and I've been sitting on the side, the enemy has to activate. Y'all ain't hearing me. I know y'all been used to church as usual, and you used to just clapping your hands, getting, being able to sing a song, but that's over for this church. We got to move into warfare, and this word was given. How long ago did y'all get this stuff? Everywhere, the beginning of the year, the Lord sent word that even your color, even the color that you would wear, even the words that would be spoken over you, would have something to do with the miracle that's about to take place in your life. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Do you understand how in the mind of God, God has set you up? And he knew what we would be. He knew that there would be an empty seat, that you would win anyway, and that in spite of all that we are under attack, that you would win. And I'm telling you, when I leave after today, people of God, God is going to count on some of you into a place you've never been before. It has nothing to do with how I preach. It has nothing to do with how great I am. It has nothing to do with the anointing that's going to drop up in this place. Unseen power. Unseen angels. You'll walk through this place and handle the business of God. Somebody said the business of God is taking place right now. I needed somebody to scream like this. The closer you get to your goal, the more intense the battle will be. He will try everything he can to stop you from where God is taking you. Here's what I'm hearing. There was a prophetic word spoken on this church. Shabbat Shikha. There was a prophetic word spoken over this church in the beginning with the older leaders. There was a promise that was made that you're close to Shabbat. For the word that was spoken over this ministry and said your church will be free. This building would be it looked like there was a shifting and a changing of the way the structure of this ministry was when this attack came to try to say that it would never be. There was a changing. So I'm hearing noise as if there was the building process changed. And all of a sudden there was a sound around the building and I hear and see concrete being poured. Jesus. There was a word that you would be one of the greatest churches on the east side. You never shut up. You never shut up. And it wasn't just by somebody, that was anybody, but somebody that was in touch with God. And I hear God saying, I'll do what I promised. I'll do what I promised, said the Lord. You will in this place. Hallelujah. The Lord just told me today, I hear somebody say, I'm leaving. Blah! Oh, my shepherd. I hear somebody say, in the middle of a man that's going through, I don't know what I want to do, but I gotta decide. Where are you? Jesus. Y'all praying for me? Because you know I don't pray, I come to war. Where are you? You're thinking about me, and your mind, you're in a battle. You literally have attacked at night. The enemy is talking to you. If you don't move now, you won't win. Y'all better hear me. So whoever you are, you need to be running up here and running right now. I don't know who you are. The death you're going to pretend as if that's not you. Don't you know? You know who I am? I'm going to know the prophet. You call for me. And call for me if you don't want to do God. And I hear God say, you ain't the only one. I call it, I call it, I call it, I call it. I see somebody else. I see it through the eyes of God. God said, don't you play now. Don't you play now. This is your time to win or lose. I'm telling you, there's somebody else. If I be a prophet, there is somebody else I've got to talk to. You are where in this place. Where are you? Oh, I heard you say, I don't want anybody to know I was thinking like that. This ain't the time to play with it. I hear you. Wait a minute. Y'all want me to get it for real? And hear and tell you the conversation that I heard over the phone. Shabaka Shitobo Soko. Kitabo Ko Shabbat. I'm staying with this. When I count to seven, I'm gonna ask you to move quickly, because what it is God getting ready to give you a new fire. Come now. It looked like it's a young girl. Somebody's pulling on you. I don't know who you are, but you need to move now. Come now. Y'all praying? Come closer, baby. Wait a minute. Don't get in the name, Lord. Jesus. I need you, especially if you're the person that you are in great battle about what you should do next. Please come. What you're trying to make a decision about what you should do. Please come. Please come. That's what I want to do. Please come. And don't wait until I pray for them and then you come. I will not cover you. Now. Y'all pray? We have to do this in this service, because in the afternoon you'll have guests. Y'all pray by the Spirit of the Lord. Pastor, is it all right if I just follow instructions? You know what? Here's what's funny. How are you going to sit there when you know God? Good luck to your house. He's going to bless your whole house. And if you move at the wrong time, you'll ruin the entire. Do you believe what I'm telling you? I'm going to tell you, I didn't do this to abuse you. But I can't help it when you have my gift. I feel somebody else. Jesus. Shema, don't want me to tell you that you win, baby. But you got to be in the right place at the right time.
and it might be that the enemy is doing it. I hear it going, oh, shit, what are you mad? That was a liar. Shut up, Satan. You will not speak negativity to her any longer. Your household God is about to bless. He's about to heal. He's about to give you some stuff back that you lost. Changes are going to take place now. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I see your house. What I'm looking at, there's something about fire. Look at it. Fire. God said fire that way. Okay, the person in your house that's dried up and was on fire before was due dead for a word, and God is about to set the fire again. Ladies and gentlemen, the presence of God is in this place. I just need you to give me a few minutes to just do what God tells me to do. This is what I do. Lift your hands and get ready to be healed. Your bloodstream is under attack. Your mind is under attack. Your entire body is under attack. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. Y'all stretching your hands out this way. You know I did not skip you. There is no abuse to that. Let me just touch her in Jesus' name. That the fire of God, Lord God. Sometimes you can't breathe. Talk to bullshit, baby. At night, be the old Kushabah. And God said, I will breathe my breath on you. Jesus' name. There you go. Oh, you are shit. You should have all been in that to me. Ask the baby over the top. Ask him to do what you asked him to do. Help! Don't you dare walk away from what God's plan is for you. God said he's going to accelerate what he promised you. I'm telling you, what would have taken 3 years to have completed, you will do in a matter of months. Ah, shut up. You're the whole shut up. Jesus. Behind her, because the fire of God is all over her, and the glory of God shall be revealed, and you shall rise high, for the glory of God shall be revealed. What a battle going on over on the inside of you. The Lord told me to you today, you will have peace. You will have rest. Now I hear God say, tell her to trust me though you don't understand. He said, you can't trace it. You didn't understand it. You thought you heard something else. You thought you had a word that things were going to be different from this. And now there's a torment called you thought you were sure. You thought you heard it. You knew you heard. But God told me to tell you, she is whole. Shiva. Baby, the things that God is getting ready to do for this church, you can't be around a church long time and move when God is getting ready to shift the whole world concerning you and move in power concerning. Do not move, you'll lose your place. Shiva. Your faith in God is powerful more than you know. Intercede. You are all the Holy Ghost calls you a divine intercession. Intercede. You are a warrior in the heavens. I see where you go. I will stop. You go up in the heavens. Come on, God, in your prayer. Power, you go. Don't you move, you'll lose. This is warfare.
Somebody shout powder! It's in the house! Everything that God has promised you will happen. God has given you young, but God has given you some thoughts, some ideas about things. I see you. I don't know if it's something about your hair, something unique about you, something you create. You are unique. You are outstanding. You're somebody that God said He's chosen for something special. In this place is where God will launch you. You can get a launching somewhere else. But it won't be the same as what God promised you here. Hallelujah. I'm looking at your hands. What is this? I see you creating. I see you doing something awesome. You are creative. God says you will design. You will do it in a major way. Hallelujah. I see the doors in New York opening, but you got to do it from the right place. Y'all sleep. Maybe I'm missing it, but y'all just pray for me. Hallelujah. I just happen to be a prophetess that can pray. Hallelujah. The anointing of God will drop on you. You will not be able to rest the next 7 days. You will create in such a way that a young girl who will do major things. Praise the Lord, like God calls you. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is in the place. Give God praise. Somebody help me. If you stay long enough in the presence. I know. Set your hand this way. The whole house will win. Put your hand on the brother and sister that's next to you. This entire house will win. Pray to God, whatever promises is made to you by God, He said they will still benefit. He wants you to stay the course. Don't be distracted. Don't get off course. Do the business of God. And I'm telling you, all of a sudden, tell somebody, say the fire is getting ready to drop in this house. Come in, let me hug you, baby girl. Come in, let me hug you. You do understand that I didn't say anything to you to try to mistreat you. To show you God's love. There is this danger. Let me tell you something. Precious on you is mentoring. Hear me? I want to seal the mentoring anointing on you. You will take young women from the age of 18 to 19. You need to hear this because the warfare is so great over your life. Come here, baby, get close to me. Oh, Shabbat. Teaming you up. I don't care what warfare it's been, God says he's teaming you up. If you will follow the instructions of God, you have women from all over. The mantle has fallen on you. I know you want to steal somebody else than on you. The mantle that will take women to the next place is in your body. And you said, I'm not strong enough. And I'm not aggressive enough. God said he will give you wisdom. He will give you knowledge. And he will give you divine direction. And I promise you, if there's anything you'll ever need from me, you can have it. The prophet is going to be living with my friend. I loved her, she loved me. And even when I didn't preach good, she was like, I won't join the You shall rest. First of all, I will cast off the oppression. Push. Hold on. You don't have to be the past. Oh, my God. And then they can feel like you got to go through this process. But I promise you, you get up now, Pastor Lord. I hear it. Come on, girl, go. Stand right here, girl. What's your name? Is there a safety anywhere? Y'all have a safety around here anywhere? Somebody a part of the church? Safety is coming. I promise you, people are coming. If safety ain't here, safety is coming. And safety is going to bring a whole lot of people with it. Is there somebody anywhere to hear the name safety? Because I keep hearing. But when Stacy walks in the door, you will know to pull her because she had a whole lot of people. You hear me? Now, Pastor, I'm not in charge of your church, but the Lord has given me authority into heaven. And I know it. And I believe that God said that he's anointing her for women. And he says, I'm a teacher. And he says, I'm going to give you the tongue of the learned when it comes to wisdom. Hallelujah. Same anointing. It's on me. Just get ready to drop on you. You'll just do it in a very smooth way. I'm praying. You are the one! And I'm not trying to tell you who to put over women's days and women. I'm telling you that you are to have a mentoring program. I don't know what you went to school for, but God told me to tell you, you have the ability to pull things together. He said you are an organizer. He said you are creative in it. I don't know what you do, but God told me that he chose you for. He said, and you will pull them by the numbers. So I said, I don't want just the church people. I want street women to come here. I pull others. He said, your attitude will bring psychology. The matter what you bring forth will bring nurses, will bring doctors, will bring lawyers. I see you pulling it off in the Holy Ghost. Woman of God, this is the moment that's about to drop on you where you will rest. You will not be tormented another night. You hear me? You will not go through the process of pain like you have. You will be released, and I know don't feel guilty because it's open Shabbat. Right now, says the Lord God. He said, and instead of you needing somebody to nurture you, you will nurture others. I promise you, it's the Lord. Now, come here, baby. Now, I just check it. Because, you know, prophets sometimes be coming up with stuff. I hear this so clear. Do you understand? When you obey the voice of God, God says, he's going to do something in your household, too. Telling you something supernatural is going to happen in your house. Supernatural, you hear me? Something so supernatural is crazy. Wait a minute, where? Yeah? Miracle is going to take place for you. There's some zeros getting ready to be added behind whatever check it is. But you need it to add, be added. God said, zero, y'all scared. He said, I'm about to add it. Somebody scream and give God praise if you hear that. Oh, no. To the glory of the virgin. can I say for you? Can I hear, tell you what I hear when I was even coming this way, and I've heard it for the last few weeks? I'll see you again. I'll see you again. When the heaven doors open, I'll see you again. I'll see you again. I'll see you again. Oh, yeah. When the heaven gates open, I'll see you again. Look in the roses, yeah, and I'll find you. I like you. I'll look over in the roses, and I'll find you. Oh, yeah, we're going. I'll look over in the diamonds, and I'll find you. Last word. I'll see you. I'll see you again. Here we go. I'll see you again. Come on, y'all. I'll see you again. Come on, let's be happy about it. Oh, when the heavens open, I'll open. I'll see you again. I'll see you again. Oh, I'll see you again. Let's pray. When I hear the door open, I'll see you again. One more time. Y'all know what this is for. I'll see you again. I'll see you again. Yeah. When I hear the door open, I'll see you again. Clap your hands if you've got prayer. Phil, that's your song for you. That's your song for us. You can go back to your seat, but I'm telling you, y'all look at her a different way. Because God has just elevated her to a new place. She'll never be the same. I promise you. Give God praise. And I need you to hug her so tight that we have to be watching y'all. What's going on? You're going to speak life so into each other that you can write a book. You're going to speak life into each other so phenomenally that you can do a quick book. Because that's what God is going to do. He will give you understanding of how to pull that together because you will teach other women how to handle things that they cannot handle. Give God praise right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to see you at, is it 4 o'clock? Is it 4 o'clock? All right. Bishop told me to say that he can't wait to sit with you. Amen. To be a part of what's going on. I hope and pray that our Easter church will come as well. What I want you to do is get ready, amen, to touch the person next to you and say, are you saved? Do you have a church home? Are you happy with it? Are you happy when you know what's up your hand? I'm going to stand there because I want you to put her to work. What are you doing in church? That's over. I don't know what other woman is in this church and do nothing. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet, baby. Come here. Tell the truth now. I'm not talking about what you do in your mind. I'm talking about what you do physically. Come here. Come on. You know I know. You ain't doing nothing. Come on. There's somebody else. Come on. When the heaven doors get open, I'll see you again. Pretty. I'll see you again. I'll see you again. When the heaven doors
There were two things that will blow your mind.
you will have some of the countless things that ever happened in this ministry. God told me he's going to drop wisdom, drop knowledge, drop understanding. Took up for real. Not going to just know. Y'all been touching a little bit and coming close and acting like it all. But God said, no, this is time to hook up. And you will back this ministry like you've never backed it before. Somebody get God praise. Because when it's risen, going from father to country, they are unstoppable. Give God praise. God bless you, honey. This is your leader. You're going to fall from being. You hear me? All right. I want every person in this room that can stand with this, and that is, I hear the 112. I want to pray simply for your giving this morning and this afternoon, with the exception of those that will come. If you would literally say, I will give 112, it will be for both services. Y'all hear me? So I want the envelope so that raise your hand. I want everybody to say, we will. Come on, y'all. Pray for this. This is a time that this is Women's Day. Did y'all already have a commitment? Okay. Y'all already had a commitment?
We thank you all for tuning in to this great broadcast. We pray that you were blessed by this great word that went forth on today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you all. Tune in tomorrow, regular time. Links will be posted. I just want to say God bless you all. We love you. And again, have a happy, happy Sunday. God bless.